We loaded up my old station wagon with a tent, a Coleman, and sleeping bags, some fishing poles, a cooler of Cokes, 3 days before we had to be back. When you're seven, you're in seventh heaven, when you're going camping in the wild outdoors. As we turned off on that old dirt road, he looked at me and swore, Dad, this could be the best day of my life. I've been dreaming day and night about the fun we'll have. Just me and you doing what I've always wanted to. I'm the luckiest boy alive. This is the best day of my life.
Welcome back, little George Strait. Happy Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. This is our tribute show to Father's Day. Right, Vogler Vogler?
It is.
The Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and the Peanut. Beautiful summer day. Kind of cool this morning, though. Wasn't real hot. A little bit of rain coming in. Have fun out there today. Be careful in woods and water. We're going to get a guest on here in just a minute, but we got a couple reports from the Vogler Vogler first. Go ahead, Chris.
Missouri Department of Conservation invites preschool teachers to discover nature schools, workshops in Columbia July 13th. Space is limited. Register before July 11th to attend this free training. Free training on improving conservation education in their classrooms.
Cool.
Homeschool classes or youth groups. Discover Nature School Work Group take place Thursday, July 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and special limited registration required. Missouri Department of Conservation is offering up $75,000 in grants to help local communities implement conservation projects. Missouri Department of Conservation is looking for innovative terrestrial and aquatic habitat improvement projects in the St. Louis area. So get those in. They want to fund it. They want to make it happen. Missouri Department of Conservation invites youth to Archery Expo July 7th through the 8th in Ashland, Missouri. Register to attend this free program on basics of archery. This is designed for youth ages 6 to 17 years of age, and it's also sponsored by the YMCA and the National Wild Turkey Federation. And they'll have experienced volunteers who will teach basic archery safety, shooting techniques. And to participate, all youth must attend a mandatory safety training on July 7th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Copper Kettle Restaurant in Liberty Lane in Ashland. Wow. Archery Expo will take place on July 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's probably the best report I've heard you do in a while.
It must be those
new drugs or the Krispy Kreme donuts. Okay, thank you, Vogler Vogler.
You're welcome. Wow. That's scary.
It is scary. Let's run out to Western Oklahoma and grab our buddy Todd Rogers with Rut and Strut Guide Service. Hey, Todd. Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Hey, we were out there, had a great time with you on the turkey hunt. Lots of wind, lots of fun, lots of food. Good girls. The footage I sent in for the TV show was totally different than the footage that I'm using for us to look at on our DVD, which will be coming your way soon that I know you're going to enjoy.
I appreciate that. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, great time. But you offer whitetail hunts, brush carp, archery and gun, I assume muzzleloader as well. So why don't you tell our listeners about your service, what you offer for whitetail, starting with archery.
Okay, archery is all the hunts are a five-day hunt with lodging.
Okay.
The archery hunts are $29.50. Success rate on archery is probably 80%.
Wow.
And that's 130 or better.
That's incredible. That's good.
The black powder hunt's about the same success. Both the gun hunts are $32.50 for 5 days. And on the rifle hunts, that's a 16-day season, and the rifle hunts are 95% success rate on that. That's almost a slam dunk on the rifle hunts.
That's incredible. That's good numbers. You obviously put your work in and your time in to set this up for your hunters.
Yep, the main ranch is with some of that stuff that you guys hunted. It's 7,500 acres, and I just got through filling up the protein feeders again yesterday. Run 14 protein feeders on it, and it's getting better every year. The A structure is getting better, and had some real good carryover from last year, so we should kill several deer this coming year in the 60s and maybe the 70s.
Yeah, that's one thing I want the listeners to know. You're in western Oklahoma, but don't let that fool you as far as quality as whitetail bucks. I've seen some of the bucks you had there at the lodge, and I've seen some of the photos you got there. You guys take some nice whitetail bucks.
It's pretty good deer hunting.
I like
put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, you do put a lot of work into it, but I looked at a couple of your standing stands, your tire stands. Man, you talk about a sniper's nest. A couple of those, I saw those box stands you had up high on that hill where, from up in there, you got to be able to see forever.
You can, most people can outshoot their gun for sure.
Yeah.
But that place is, I've tweaked stands. I've had that place leased for 9 years now, and I've tweaked it from one knob to the next, but they're pretty well dialed in now.
Okay. All right. How many people, what size groups do you take? And, you know, give us a little more information how they can book a hunt with you and what's involved.
Well, that rifle hunt, I've been having a group. There'll be 8 or 9 guys at a time coming into it. But I've got smaller pieces of ground. If a couple buddies just want to come hunt, and I can handle 8 or 10 at a time.
Okay. So that's good groups, good size groups. And I know you're working with Tony Caggiano with World Slam Adventures, and I know they can book some hunts through him and get a hold of him and get booked up with you for archery, muzzleloader, gun season, whatever. But how many groups do you usually take a year?
Try to take about 25 guys
a year. 25 a year. Okay. Makes sense. Now, your lodging, we stayed at your lodge. You offer lodging, but that doesn't include meals, right, most of the time?
No, that price doesn't include meals, but for 35 a day, we'll do meals too.
Okay, you add 35 a day, and then you can do meals because the lodge is, you know, good beds, good place. Still love your recliners. I should have tried to put that one in the rental car, buddy, when I was leaving. I like that chair.
It wouldn't quite fit, would it?
I'm coming back so I can get in that chair. I like that chair.
Well, come on. You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I appreciate all the work you did for our group for our turkey hunt, and I could see looking at the deer heads and the picture books and while I was out in the field that how much work you do to set this up for hunting, and I know it's a quality deer hunt. So also for more information, why don't you give out your website so they can look at some of your pictures?
Okay, the website, just rutandstruckguideservice.com or rutandstruckguideservice.
That's easy enough.
And then got an email if they can reach me at trogers@rutandstruckguideservice.com. So there's plenty of stuff on the website, and I'll throw some stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, they can go to Facebook. They can just Google and go to Facebook and see your stuff. So when a guy shoots a deer, do you do the recovery, or you got someplace to take it, store it? How do they do that there at your place?
Well, after they harvested a deer, they'll just call me, and I'll come to the field and pick them up, pick the deer up, and come back. I'll take care of the processing.
Okay, cool. All right, Todd. Awesome. Good stuff. We'll get you back on later and get some updates and talk about some more stuff, all right? We got to get out of here.
Hey, Ray, thank you.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Have a great weekend, Todd.
You too.
All right.
Happy Father's Day.
Yep. Happy Father's Day, Todd. We need to take a break. Matty G, we'll see you all on the other side. Come back with Tony Caggiano.
Top Cat. Live mobile on demand.